Good morning and welcome to the 52nd Coffee with Ann devotion. I hope this morning finds you full of hope and optimism for the coming months. Please enjoy your coffee as we visit this morning. It has been a whole year of weeks since I began writing and recording the Coffee with Ann devotion. This morning, I'm stepping a little aside of the usual content of these devotions and instead share some things I am grateful for that have come with this 52 weeks. First of all, the podcast. The podcast have been a huge blessing for me. Since the Lord knows me so well, He dropped this in my lap. He knows I need structure, an objective, a purpose. The responsibility of producing these devotions has required me to really spend time in the Word each week. It has pushed me to examine God's Word in a way I have not done regularly before. Every podcast has turned out to be a teaching for myself. It has blessed my walk, as I hope it has blessed yours. Community. The Word is even part of our name, the New Community Church. Community is one of those words we tend to throw around a lot without thinking about what it really means. I came across this definition of what makes a Christian community as I was doing some research. Quote, Christian community is simply sharing a common belief in Christ. It moves us beyond the self-interested isolation of private lives and beyond the superficial social contacts that pass for Christian fellowship. I am grateful for the community that has stayed close even in this isolating time of the pandemic. The Zoom meetings with the women's group and the Zoom meetings with Pastor David's group have again provided a way for me to be a part of the community, to benefit from serious discussion and silly laughter. Whether I feel like sharing or sit quietly and listen matters not, but I am reassured that there is a support system available to me. These 52 weeks are a time to look back and be grateful and look forward in anticipation of more and more people being vaccinated for COVID-19, families being able to get together again for special events and just fun, spring and summer days outside. Let's not waste these opportunities. There is a lightness in the air I haven't felt for a year, but with all my optimism, I still wear my mask and wash my hands. Have you thought about how few colds you and your family have endured this year? Mask and hand washing isn't all bad. Along with these thoughts, I wanted to share that I went to church on the porch Sunday and my spirits were lifted. I know a number of folks have been sharing in church on the porch all during the pandemic with all the precautions in place and some very cold temperatures. For me, that wasn't a viable option due to the cancer. So now, with the two shots under my skin, I figured it was time. It was an amazing morning. The open discussion in a community of folks whose focus is knowing the Lord better and loving each other fully was awesome. There are many verses in the Bible that describe the function of community in Christ. These consider power of prayer, presence of the Lord, and encouragement of others. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. It is amazing how the Lord leads us to what we need. Let us pray together. Lord, each of us comes to you this morning with our own list of gratefulness. Help us reflect often on the blessings in our lives, most especially the blessing of your presence. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.